listening to Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast created by kids, but for listeners of all ages. Join, subscribe, and share. Here's your hosts, Ben and Jackson.
This is Ben and Patrick.
From Football and Patrick. For Kids, the premier football podcast. Welcome to the program. So unfortunately, my co-host Jackson cannot join us for this episode. So we have a guest host, Patrick. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Patrick.
Yeah. So let's get off the bat and get started with breaking headlines. Dak Prescott, the Cowboys' starting quarterback, will be out for about 4 to 6 games. I don't think he's being placed on IR, though. And TJ Watt will be out about 6 to 8 games with a torn pec. I think he will be out, though, on IR. And Justin Simmons has been placed on IR with a calf injury he suffered in Monday's shocker game. What do you have to say about that?
About what?
The headlines.
Well, also, Tracy Walker on the Lions was ejected from the game in the third quarter for throwing punches. And Keenan Allen is out with an ankle injury.
Okay, that's good. And now time for our pigskin pick-ems, my favorite segment. So first, we'll do. Unfortunately, we could not get access to Jackson's picks, so viewers, you'll just have to do that yourself. But for my picks, I got Bills over Rams. I got that one right. And my guaranteed winner, Eagles over Lions, I got that one right. But the shocker, 49ers over Bears, that was wrong because the Bears did beat the 49ers. And the Steelers beat the Bengals in a shocker overtime game.
That was a great game.
That was one of my favorite games to watch. Because, like,
yeah,
it was an overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now the Dolphins beat the Patriots. I got that one right. Browns beat the Panthers. I got that right. Colts beat the Texans. That was a draw, so I guess we'll count that as half right.
Yeah.
Saints did beat the Falcons, and the Ravens did beat the Jets, like I predicted. But the Commanders did beat the Jaguars, and I thought the Jaguars were going to win. And the Packers and the Vikings shockingly upsetted the Packers, and I thought that was going to be an easy Packers game. And then shockingly upsetted the Titans, and the Chargers beat the Raiders, though. And the Chiefs blew out the Cardinals, the Buccaneers beat the Cowboys, and I got those right. And the Seahawks shockingly beat the Broncos in a close game.
Yeah, and they should have really gone for some yardage before they tried that field goal.
Mm-hmm. And then, like Nathaniel Hackett said, looking back on it, we really should have gone for it. And I just found that kind of comedic.
Exactly, because as you said this, so I'm not trying to take credit for it. If they're paying him so many, bucks, why can't they trust him to get 5 yards and then they can kick the field goal?
And statistically, last season, teams made 4th and 5 48% of the time. I would assume the 64-yard field goal stats are a lot lower.
Yeah.
Brandon McManus is a good kicker, but he's not that good.
Yeah, he's not as good as Justin Tucker,
who made, the greatest kick in NFL history last season. And Patrick, why don't you go over your picks for this week, week 2.
Okay, for this week, I have Rams over Falcons, Cardinals over Raiders, Bengals over Cowboys, Packers over Bears, Bills over Titans, Chiefs over Chargers, Steelers over Patriots, Giants over Panthers, Browns over Jets, Colts over Jaguars, Ravens over Dolphins, Buccaneers over Saints, then I kind of had to be bold about this one, but Lions over Commanders, and then my guaranteed winner is Broncos over Texans.
Nice. And that's all of your picks?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine are Chiefs over Chargers. I think it'll be this one because, like, the Chiefs blew out the Cardinals, and the Chargers only won a narrow game against the Raiders. And I'd say the Cardinals are better than the Raiders.
True.
I think the Giants over Panthers and the Browns over the Jets. And then I think it'll be the Jaguars over the Colts because last season the Jaguars shocked the world in preventing Indianapolis from making the playoffs and beating them on the final game of the season.
Yes.
That's crazy.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. And the Ravens over the Dolphins, Buccaneers over the Saints, Commanders over Lions, 49ers over Seahawks, and time for my guaranteed winner of this week, Rams over Falcons, Cardinals over Raiders, Broncos over Texans, easy one. Let's go Broncos.
Yes.
Bengals over Cowboys, Packers over Bears, Bills over Titans, and Vikings over Eagles. I think we both had pretty good picks. They were pretty identical over, except for two games.
Yeah. What two games were those?
You picked Lions over Commanders, whereas I picked Commanders over Lions, and you picked Colts over Jaguars, whereas I picked Jaguars over Colts.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
okay.
Now on to our next segment, guaranteed winner or winner of the week. And then, yeah, so in this segment, we find a team playing that we guarantee will win. You cannot pick the same winner twice in a season. Even though Jackson did pick the Broncos last week, Patrick is not Jackson. So Jackson gets like a free pass. So yeah, Patrick gets to pick whoever he wants, whereas Jackson would have been limited to not pick the Broncos. So, yay. Good for you, Patrick. Why don't you tell me why you picked the Broncos over the Texans for your guaranteed winner?
Well, it's pretty easy. The Texans are terrible.
I agree. They're not great.
And the Broncos have Russell Wilson. They should be really good this year. And the fact that they lost to the Seahawks doesn't make them a bad team.
Yeah, it just makes the Seahawks a better team.
Yeah, well, it makes them a lucky team. And it makes the Broncos coaches bad.
Yeah. And I think it'll be the Rams over the Falcons because, sorry, Broncos, but I still think you'll win, but it's a bit more risky than this. It's the Super Bowl champions versus a mediocre non-playoff team. And that's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's not too hard.
I think Cooper Kupp will dominate again in this one.
Yeah, I agree.
And now it's time for free-for-all.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess on the topic of football, I think this week has a pretty good slate of games, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's
Like Cardinals and Raiders. That should be a good one.
Yeah. And then there's also the one I want to watch most is going to be I want to keep a close eye on the Buccaneers Saints game.
Yeah, that should be
just cause
it's like a big
and difference. Then tight. Wait, what were you going to say?
It's a big divisional game.
Yeah. And then Titans-Bills. That's a pretty good one.
That should be entertaining because to see Derrick Henry versus like Von Miller.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the good old Thursday night football, Los Angeles Chargers versus Chiefs.
Yeah. And last week's Thursday night football was a pretty fun game with the Bills scoring a lot.
Yeah.
I think this one will be similar with the Chiefs scoring a lot and the Chargers playing the role of the Rams.
Yeah.
And I guess, is that it?
Well.
Or do you have something else to say?
Didn't there used to be like a trivia segment on this podcast?
Yeah, but we eliminated it for the season. We might bring it back later in, though.
Okay.
But you're right. During the off season, we did create trivia because during the summer, it got pretty boring. So I decided stuff like that.
Yeah, and somehow you never actually told anyone that you used our idea.
What idea?
We had the idea of trivia first.
Oh, well, your podcast ended. Isaiah went to a different school.
I could still text him right now and say you want to do the podcast.
I bet.
Even though that would be kind of
weird.
Anyway. Yeah. What do you think he'd say, though?
Well, you copied the idea of football podcast.
Yeah, well, then I guess we're even.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's it. So,
all right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.